Lake Effect on WUWM. I'm Joy Powers.
And I'm Bonnie North. Milwaukee native Cheryl Moore always knew that sports, particularly basketball, would play a major role in her life. She played varsity basketball for her entire high school career. She became a 1,000-point club member and was the first player to receive a full athletic scholarship for women's basketball. Moore went on to play Division I basketball at the University of Arkansas and then professionally for the Columbus Minx.
After Moore finished her pro career, she decided she wanted to give back to her home city and state. So in 1995, she founded the skills-based program Higher Level Camps, starting with two traveling teams and 44 participants. Now there are more than 17 teams across Wisconsin, and the program remains the longest-running Boys and Girls Amateur Athletic Union program in the state.
Moore's story is captured in a new book by Carla Jensen called Inner Rhythm. Moore joined Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski in the studio, and Jensen joined them by phone for this month's Fit for You segment. Moore began by explaining what it was about basketball that caught her focus.
I would say growing up in Milwaukee, I was probably one of very few girls in the neighborhood, and I had two brothers, still do, a year older and a year younger, and I would just hang out with the guys, and we would play football, basketball, and baseball. And going to Marquette basketball games, used to be the Marquette Warriors, now the Marquette Golden Eagles, Milwaukee Bucks games, and just loved the game and had fun with it.
Do you think the fact that you were able to explore all these different sports and truly find your way to basketball and focusing, that it helped you have a more successful, passionate career versus, you know, nowadays a lot of kids are perhaps pressured into doing certain sports, even if they perhaps naturally don't find their way to it?
Yes, and that's an interesting question, because my two children, they're now 21 and 25. Never forced them to do anything. Just said, hey, do everything. You'll find your way. Decide what you want to do. And just played different sports and enjoyed it. And basketball, football and baseball seemed to be the three sports that you played in America back in the 60s and 70s. You know, soccer wasn't very big back then. Volleyball wasn't, tennis. It was really those three sports that really took your time up.
With basketball going throughout your life, and obviously there's some big transitions going from having it in school, college, then playing professionally right away. And a lot of professional athletes sometimes have difficulties finding that next step in their life after they're done playing their respective sports. But you have found a way to keep this in your life and put it in a constructive manner. So, and this question is for the both of you. How have you noticed or appreciated the way basketball has stayed a constant while shifting your life roles around it?
I honestly never thought that would happen. I just think it's giving back to the community, giving back to youth, and I'm an advocate for youth. And higher level camps just isn't about bringing boys and girls in, we're going to go out and win tournaments. It's about developing their character. Our values is our faith, family, friends, and careers, and ultimately we ask the boys and girls. And when you're 30 years old, do you want to be living with your parents? And they all laugh and say no. And then we talk to them about their future goals and what do they want to do. We don't say what career do you want, but what passion do you have and what problems in the world do you want to solve, and then gear your career towards that. And basketball, like any other sport, it's not the end all and be all, but a means to an end.
And that's what I really found when Cheryl shared her story with me and her mission, vision, and values that she talked about within this book and working with young adults and youth, is that it's just way more than basketball. It was totally, you know, basketball is this vehicle, but it's so much more than that. And that's why the story is exceptional.
And one thing I like, before you branched off into higher level camps, you know, it was pursuing getting involved with the AAU, the Amateur Athletic Union, you know, which is sports for all forever. And I think that it's an important thing to have that kind of supportive environment for kids, because when you can enforce sports is not the end all be all, not everyone can go on to be the professionals they see on TV or watching in games. And also just being supported in that environment outside of maybe what their parents are doing or pressuring. Because it seems like in your life growing up, Cheryl, you didn't feel the pressure to play sports. You were disciplined yourself. But did you ever feel outside pressure that, you know, a lot of kids can feel, both in school for academics and sports?
I did not feel pressure to play sports. Academics were very difficult for me. I had a learning disability, but back then they didn't have the tools to help you as much. And that was really my struggle. I think in today's society, you do have those helicopter parents, let's be honest. I mean, they're there, but we're very clear on what our mission, vision, and values is. And, you know, you can't have two foundations. you can't have a foundation where you're going to win all the time and play the top five, six, or seven players and plus help them develop their skills. And our foundation is, our number one goal is we help players get better and develop their skills. And we tell parents, if you're not about that, then please don't come be part of what we're doing, that we're not for you. And we've had parents tell us that they can't stand watching their children lose. And where these kids are just looking for opportunities, and I think the number one struggle with youth today is they lack self-confidence. And what we try to do is help them find their way.
With focusing on students and the HLC camps, I imagine after your pro career was done and you were deciding what to do, you could have easily gone to coach college athletes or perhaps help coach other pro ball players. So what is it about helping kids that fulfills you?
Well, higher level camps keeps me humble. It's a lot of work. And again, it's just investing in youth and helping them find their way. And I think so many times our youth aren't given opportunities, and it's just cutthroat. Off-season basketball programs or any off-season sports program should be to help players develop their skills, to build their confidence so they go back to their school program to be better players. And that gets lost in the shuffle many, many times because 99% of these programs focus on the win at all costs. And I find rewards in that. Our coaching staff, we have about 25 coaches in our program. They totally understand our mission, vision, and values. And again, it's being fair and treating everybody fairly, regardless if they're the number one player on the team or the number 10. Everybody plays, we rotate starters, and it's taking their game to the next level.
What kind of difficulties have you found in trying to help change parent mindsets or even the kids' mindset when, say, you know, we're conditioned to think if I don't win, that's a fail?
Oh, that's a tough question. You know what? We just stay true to who we are, and it's either they're going to get it or they're not. And it's interesting because, I mean, last year, for instance, we had a family come into our program, and the parents were unsure about coming back next year. And we asked this father to coach for us because he had a lot of experience, and they were just unsure. Well, by the end of last year, they were absolutely sold on what they did. And their daughter moved from a second-string B player in their school program up to a starter on the A team, and just couldn't believe how much they improved. So really what we do is we just stay true to who we are. We continue to develop skills through our skills and drills, our practices, our overnight camps, and our teams. And parents do catch on because we're consistent. We've been around for 25 years, and parents like that consistency. We're organized. We're not flying by the seat of our pants, and it gives them structure too.
And that makes a great book, showing, you know, where you started, how you changed along the way, and what the end result is. And we share a lot of stories in the book from families, from former HLC players who just said, this changed my life, not just on the court or not because I became a famous basketball player, but because I developed as a human being and contribute now to society in a much better way.
One of the main things that stands out throughout the book, there's a quote saying, loyalty is the nexus of maintaining relationships, and really focusing around someone's character and work ethic. So as you developed yourself, Cheryl, as a player throughout school, college, professional basketball, what kind of experiences or practices, work ethics, did you take from your college and professional career into your HLC camps?
Any success I've had to work for, and it wasn't handed to me. Yes, I was gifted athletically. People have said that over the years, like when I played softball in the Milwaukee Recreation Department in the playgrounds, I played up 3 to 5 years because I was so gifted and talented. But you just can't show up and participate. You got to put in your time to develop your skills. And we tell our youth, no matter what you do in life, you have to work for. And then, you know, on a side note, I chuckle with them and I say, you know, you really don't know what work is till you're married with children. And we all laugh, you know, which is the hardest job, I think, being a parent, raising children, you know. And it's developing that work ethic and being consistent and following through with what you say you're going to do. Because I tell them, eventually you're going to end up on the team no matter what you do in life, in marriage, in work. You go to your church, you're part of different boards that you may participate in, that you got to learn to get along with others, and you got to be committed, and you have to work for whatever you want in life.
What about that stands out to you, Carla, throughout the book, of bringing out the best of what Cheryl teaches others through actions and not necessarily words? How did you put that into words?
Right. I mean, she provided so much, like she said, the foundation of what this book was about in her own writing and her own aspirations, and then in her mission, vision, and values for her organization, that whether an adult is reading this or a youth, even today, They can take away so much from this book about being disciplined, about work ethic, which I loved, and even faith. My husband's a Lutheran pastor, so that really interested me that the faith aspect was also there, and she wasn't afraid to share it.
Cheryl, you also have an interesting perspective of the state of female pro basketball, you know, having started in 1984, and today it's kind of whittled down to the WNBA instead of the WABA and its various forms. What do you think can be improved in the state of women's pro basketball? You know, it's still obviously women's sports in general. Like, for example, even though the female soccer team of the USA wins more titles than the men, they are not getting the same pay. And, you know, things that maybe there's been some shift, but it's still not valued the same
way.
Are
we talking about the Good Old Boys Network?
Yeah.
It's
politics of sexism, especially
yeah,
in sports.
You know, and I had my first interaction with that when I was a youth. You know, Carla writes about the Pinewood Derby, where I was able to build a car with my brothers and gave it to one of my brother's friends who didn't have one because his dad wasn't able to help him out, and he took first place, and they took the trophy away from him because his dad and him didn't do it together. And, you know, it's just the society we live in. And women sometimes are looked down upon, okay, which isn't fair, but it's our reality, and we just have to continue to, I believe, just continue to work hard to stay firm and continue to excel in whatever gifts we're given from God. And I was having that discussion with a parent the other day that they were talking about the same thing. Their daughter has aspirations of playing college and professional basketball, but sometimes those opportunities are more limited.
How are you teaching your kids in your camps to try and hone them to look past those things? You know, because ultimately they will be the ones running things in the future.
How
are we leveling
yeah.
the playing field? What are you teaching them?
First of all, I teach our boys to become men and to treat their mothers with respect, because I tell them the way you treat your mother is the way you're going to treat your wife-to-be and your girlfriend or down the road. You know, so we talk about that. And I talk to the girls in our program, one day you're going to be women. And whatever your path, I really focus on, look at the problems in the world you want to solve and gear your career towards that. And I said, there's always going to be barriers no matter what you do in life. And you got to learn to overcome. And I say, you know, if someone comes after you verbally or is critical of you, just remember they're the insecure one. And you just take it with a grain of salt and you move on. And I tell them, don't do drama, because it's not healthy. And you're always going to have people that are maybe insecure, that don't like what you do, that, you know, their cup wasn't filled. That's another statement that we use. You get some of these parents and some of these coaches that are doing this because they're vicariously living through their children or their players. And that's just not a healthy place to be. Where our coaches, we look at our coaches, and they have to be successful two out of the three areas, personally, professionally, and athletically. And then we start the interview process. If they're not successful in those two out of those three areas, we don't even look at them as a coach. So again, it's just taking the high road and you continue to move on. And whatever goals you have and whatever you want to do, don't let others stop you. Carla, you can interject there.
Yeah, I feel like that speaks to the endorsements and the stories that past players have given you as a good mentor, because they are. There's a lot of HLC players that are now adults, and even some that come back and return and work with you that just cannot say enough about all of those things that you taught in your program that spilled over into their college and then into their career and now into their families, which is really impressive.
Yeah, we have a young lady from Green Bay. She came to us in sixth grade, and she's now a senior in high school. And she was cut from an AAU program the year before. And she was 5 foot nothing, a little overweight, slow-footed. And we're like, she's only going to be in sixth grade. Why wouldn't we take her and give her an opportunity? She stayed with us for 6 years, worked her way through our program, played on our top team the past 2 years, started her senior year in high school, was an integral part of that program. They had a very successful year. And the AAU program that cut her 5-6 years before came back to her and asked her to come back. And she says, no, you didn't give me an opportunity. And I'm staying with higher level camps. So what she faced 5-6 years ago, it wasn't fair. They just said, you're not good enough. We're going to go get somebody else. Now, because she's good enough, they want her back. And she stood firm and she stood her ground. And that's victory for her, not to back away and to look that coach in the eye and tell him that.
just one story and testament to a part of the greater impact that you've had on a lot of kids and a lot of communities. So Cheryl Moore and Carla Jensen via the phone, I want to thank you both so much for joining me today to talk about Inner Rhythm.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
Cheryl Moore is the CEO and president of Higher Level Camps. She was joined by author Carla Jensen by phone and their book, Inner Rhythm, the true story of Wisconsin's longest running boys and girls AAU basketball program, is out now. For more information and to explore more Fit for You segments, visit WUWM.com.